Okay, my friends. So today we are finishing a book. It's so bittersweet when we finish a book, when we reach the last story in a book, because sometimes the book has been marvelous and we don't want it to end. And this one has been very interesting to read because this story was written so long ago. All of these stories, all 8 of them, were written once upon a time so long ago when people spoke differently and thought differently than we do now. And I've had to do so much explaining. I'm so proud of you for staying with me and expanding your vocabulary. It's fantastic. But now we must come to an end, as all things do. And today, the very last story in the collection of Rudyard Kipling's Just So Stories is called The Cat Who Walked by Himself. And the illustrations for this are by Satoshi Kitamura, and it is read today by Mommy and What's Your Name?
Baby Tadpole.
Mommy and Baby Tadpole. Are you ready, Baby Tadpole? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
My name is Baby Tadpole because I'm actually a baby tadpole.
That makes sense. That checks out. All right, let's dive in. Hear and attend and listen. Okay, first of all 3 of those things, hear, attend, and listen, mean the same thing. They mean, pay attention to what I'm saying. For this befell and behappened and became and was, oh, my best beloved, when the tame animals were wild. A lot of more big words, befell, behappened, became. In this sense, all those things mean once upon a time when the animals who are now tame were wild. Let's find out. The dog was wild, and the horse was wild, and the cow was wild, and the sheep was wild, and the pig was wild, as wild could be. And they walked in the wet, wild woods by their wild lones. But the wildest of all the wild animals was the cat. He walked by himself, and all places were alike to him. Of course, the man was wild, too. He was dreadfully wild. He didn't even begin to tame till he met the woman, and she told him that she did not like living in his wild ways, and so she picked out a nice dry cave instead of a heap of wet leaves to lie down on, and she strewed clean sand on the floor, and she lit a nice fire of wood in the back of the cave, and she hung a dried wild horse skin tail down across the opening of the cave, and she said, "Wipe your feet, dear, when you come in, and now we'll keep house." Now, remember, these are fairy tales, so I'm fairly certain that none of that actually happened, but one can think and wonder, can't they? Okay. So that night, best beloved, they ate wild sheep roasted on the hot stones and flavored with wild garlic and wild pepper and wild duck stuffed with wild rice and wild fenugreek and wild coriander and marrow bones of wild oxen and wild cherries and wild grenadillas. And when the man went to sleep in front of the fire, ever so happy, the woman sat up combing her hair. She had cooked a lot, so I can see why. She took the bone of the shoulder of mutton, the big, fat blade bone, and she looked at the wonderful marks on it, and she threw more wood on the fire, and she made a magic. She made the first singing magic in the world. Now, out in the wet, wild woods, all the wild animals gathered together where they could see the light of the fire a long way off, and they wondered what it meant. And then Wild Horse stomped with his wild foot and said,
"Oh, friends, oh, my enemies, Why have the man and the woman made that great light in the great cave, and what harm will it do us?
Well, Wild Dog lifted up his wild nose and smelled the smell of the roast mutton and said,
I will go up and see and look and say, for I think it's good. Cat, come with me.
Nanny,
said the cat.
I am the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to me. I will not come.
But then we can never be friends again,
said Wild Dog, and he trotted off to the cave. But when he had gone a little way, the cat said to himself,
all places are alike to me. Why should I not go too and see and look and come away at my own liking?
And so he slipped after Wild Dog very softly and hid himself where he could hear everything. And when Wild Dog reached the cave, the mouth of the cave, he lifted up the dried horse skin with his nose and sniffed the beautiful smell of the roast mutton. And the woman, looking at the blade bone, heard him and laughed and said, here comes the first wild thing out of the wild woods. What do you want? The Wild Dog said,
oh, my enemy and wife of my enemy, what is this that smells so good in the wild woods?
And the woman picked up the roast mutton bone and threw it to the Wild Dog and said, wild thing, out of the wild woods, taste and try. And Wild Dog gnawed at the bone, and it was more delicious than anything he had ever tasted. And he said,
well, my enemy and wife of my enemy, give me another.
And the woman said, wild thing, out of the wild woods, help my men to hunt through the day and guard this cave at night, and I will give you as many roast bones as you need. Said the cat, who was listening.
This is a very wise woman, but she is not so wise as I am.
So Wild Dog crawled into the cave and laid his head on the woman's lap and said,
oh, my friend and wife of my friend, I will help your man to hunt through the day and I will guard your cave at night.
Said the cat, listening.
That is a very foolish dog.
And he went back through the wet wild woods, waving his wild tail and walking by his wild lonesome, but he never told anybody. Well, the man waked up, and he said,
what is Wild Dog doing here?
And the woman said, his name is not Wild Dog anymore, but the First Friend, because he will be our friend always and always and always. Take him with you when you go hunting. Well, the next night, the woman cut great green armfuls of fresh grass from the water meadows and dried it before the fire so that it smelt like new mown hay. And she set by the mouth of the cave and plaited a halter out of a horse hide and looked at the shoulder of mutton bone, at the big broad bone, the blade bone, and she made a magic. And she made the second singing magic in the world. And out of the wild woods, all the wild animals wondered what had happened to the wild dog. And at last, Wild Horse stamped with his foot and said,
I will go and see and say why Wild Dog has not returned. Cat, come with me.
Said the cat.
I am the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to me. I will not come.
But all the same, he followed Wild Horse softly, very softly, and hid himself where he could hear everything. Now when the woman heard Wild Horse tripping and stumbling on his long mane, she laughed. and said, "Here comes the second wild thing out of the wild woods. What do you want?" Now, what had she been doing earlier? Do you remember? She'd taken all this grass and dried it so that it was yummy smelling hay. And then she had plaited a halter. What do you think that means? Do you know what it means to plait something? Well, in this situation, plaited is spelled P-L-A-I-T, which is another fancy way of saying braided. So she's made something. Wonder what it is. Let's find out. Wild Horse said,
"Oh, enemy of my wife and wife of my enemy, where is the wild dog?"
Well, the woman laughed and picked up the blade bone and looked at it and said, "Wild thing out of the wild woods, you did not come here for wild dog, but for the sake of this good grass."
Mm-hmm. And Wild Horse, tripping and stumbling on his long mane, said,
"That is true. Give it to me to eat."
And woman said,
"Wild thing out of the wild woods, bend your wild head, and where would I give you? And you shall eat the wonderful grass 3 times a day.
Said the cat, listening.
"This is a clever woman, but she is not as clever as I am."
Well, Wild Horse bent his wild head, and the woman slipped the plaited hide halter over it.
She has tamed him, you see. And Wild Horse breathed on the woman's feet and said,
"Oh, my mistress and wife of my master, I will be your servant for the sake of that wonderful grass."
Ooh, you okay? Okay, said the cat, listening.
"That is a very foolish horse."
And then he went back to the wet wild woods, waving his wild tail and walking by his wild lone that he never told anybody.
And when the man and the dog came back from hunting, the man said, "What is Wild Horse doing here?" And the woman said,
"His name is not Wild Horse anymore, but the First Servant, because he will carry us from place to place for always and always and always. Ride on his back when you go hunting."
Well, the next day, holding her wild head high that her wild horns could not catch on the wild trees, Wild Cow came up to the cave, and the cat followed and hid himself just the same as before, and everything happened just the same as before, and the cat said the same things, and the Wild Cow promised to give her milk, and the woman every day said in exchange for the wonderful grass. The cat went back through the wet wild woods, waving his tail and walking by his wild lone just the same as before, and he never told anybody. And when the man and the horse and the dog came home from hunting, they asked the same questions as before, and the woman said,
"Her name is not Wild Cow anymore, but the giver of good food, for she will give us warm white milk for always and always and always, and I will care for her while you and the first friend and the first servant go hunting."
So now they have a cow, as well as a horse and a dog.
Wait, I think he's seen the cat.
Yeah, things are coming along really well for them. Well, the next day, the cat waited to see if any other wild things would go up to the cave, but no one moved in the wet wild woods. So the cat walked there by himself,
and he saw the woman milking the cow, and he saw the light of the fire in the cave, and he smelled the smell of warm white milk.
And cat said,
"Oh, my enemy and wife of my enemy, where did Wild Cow go?"
And the woman laughed and said, "Wild thing out of the wild woods, go back to the woods again, for I have braided up my hair and have put away the magic blade bone and have no more need of either friends or servants in our cave."
And cat said,
"I am not a friend. I am not a servant. I am the cat who walks by himself, and I wish to come into your cave."
And the woman said, "Then why did you not come with first friend on the first night?"
Well, the cat grew very angry and said,
"Has Wild Dog told tales of me?"
The woman laughed and said, "You are the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to you. You are neither a friend nor a servant. You have said it yourself. Go away and walk by yourself, and all places alike." Well, then the cat pretended to be sorry and said,
"May I never come into the cave? May I never sit by the warm fire? May I never drink the warm white milk? You are very wise and very beautiful. You do not need to be cruel even to a cat."
And the woman said, "I knew I was wise, but I did not know I was beautiful. So I will make a bargain with you. If ever I say one word in your praise, you may come into the cave.
And if you say two words in my praise?"
said the cat. "I never shall," said the woman. "But if I say two words in your praise, you may come and sit by the fire in the cave."
"And if you say three words?"
said the cat. "I never shall," said the woman. "But if I say three words in your praise, you may drink the warm white milk three times a day for always and always and always." And then the cat arched his back and said,
"Now, let the curtain at the mouth of the cave and the fire in the back of the cave and the milk pots that stand by the fire remember what my enemy and the wife of my enemy has said."
And he went away through the wet wild woods, waving his wild tail and walking by his wild lone. Well, that night, when the man and the horse and the dog came home from hunting, the woman did not tell them of the bargain she had made with the cat, because she was afraid they might not like it. Now the cat went far and far away and hid himself in the wet wild woods by his lone wild, and for a long time the woman forgot all about him. Only the bat, the little upside-down bat that hung inside the cave, knew where Cat hid, and every evening Bat would fly to Cat with news of what was happening. And one evening Bat said,
"There's a baby in the cave, and he is new and pink and fat and small, and the woman is very fond of him."
Said the cat, listening.
"And what is the baby fond of?"
"He is fond of things that are soft and tickle,"
said the bat.
"He's fond of warm things to hold in his arms, and when he goes to sleep, he's very fond of being played with. He's very fond of all those things."
"Ah,"
said the cat, listening.
"Then my time has come."
What do you think he's going to do?
Go into the cave and have play.
Think he's going to be a playmate to the baby? Well, the very next night, Cat walked through the wet wild woods and hid very near the cave until morning time. And the man and the dog and the horse went hunting. And the woman was very busy cooking in the morning. And the baby cried and interrupted. And so she carried him outside the cave and gave him a handful of pebbles to play with. But the baby cried. And the baby and the cat put out his patty paw and patted the baby on the cheek. And it cooed. And the cat rubbed against its fat knees and tickled it under its fat chin with its tail. And the baby laughed, and the woman heard him and smiled. And then the bat, the little upside-down bat that hung at the mouth of the cave, said,
"Oh, my hostess, and the wife of my host, and the mother of my host's son, a wild thing from the wild woods is most beautifully playing with your baby."
"A blessing on that wild thing, whoever he may be," said the woman, straightening her back, "for I was a busy woman this morning, and he has done me a service." That very second, best beloved, the dried horse skin curtain that stretched tail down at the mouth of the cave fell down, because it remembered the bargain she had made with the cat. And the woman went quick to pick it up, and lo and behold, the cat was sitting quite comfy inside the cave.
"Oh, my enemy, and wife of my enemy, and mother of my enemy,"
said the cat.
"It is I, for I have spoken a word in my, you have spoken a word in my praise. And now I can sit in the cave for always and always and always. But still, I am a cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to me.
Well, the woman was very angry, and she shut her lips tight and took up her spinning wheel and began to spin. But the baby cried because the cat had gone away and the woman could not hush it, for it struggled and kicked and grew black in the face.
Oh, my enemy, and the wife of my enemy, and the mother of my enemy,
said the cat.
Take a strand of the thread that you are spinning and tie it into your spinning whorl, and drag it along the floor, and I will show you a magic that shall make your baby laugh as loudly as he is now crying.
I will do so, said the woman, for I am at my wit's end, but I will not thank you for it. She tied the thread at the end of a little clay spindle whorl and drew it across the floor, and the cat ran after it and patted it with his little paws and rolled head over heels and tossed it back and forth over his shoulder and chased it between his hind legs and pretended to lose it and pounced upon it again, and the baby laughed as loudly as it had been crying, and scrambled after the cat and frolicked all over the cave until he grew tired.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Perfect. An excellent reenactment. Can you act like a cat being silly, chasing a toy? Yep. They bounce. Mm-hmm. All right, so the child settled down and slept with the cat in its arms.
Now,
said the cat,
I will sing the baby a song that shall keep him asleep for an hour.
And then he began to purr long and loud and loud and low until the baby fell asleep. And the woman smiled as she looked down at the two of them and said, that was wonderfully done. No question, but you are very clever, O cat. Oh, that very moment and second, best beloved, the smoke of the fire at the back of the cave came down in clouds from the roof. Poof! Because it remembered the bargain that she had made with the cat. And when it cleared away, lo and behold, the cat was sitting quite comfy close to the fire.
Oh, my enemy, and wife of my enemy, and mother of my enemy,
said the cat.
It is I, for you have spoken a second word in my praise. And now I sit by the warm fire at the back of the cave, for I am always and always and always here, but I am still the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to me.
Well, then the woman was very, very angry.
If you have a problem of mice in your house, mm-hmm. you should have a pet cat because they will eat up the mice.
You're thinking of the last thing he could do to get things, the problem solved? You saw the picture. You're right. Well, the woman was very angry, and she put down her hair and put more wood on the fire and then brought out the broad blade bone of the shoulder of mutton and began to make a magic that would prevent her from saying a third word in the praise of a cat. Now, it was not a singing magic, best beloved. It was a still magic. And by, the cave grew so still that the little wee, wee mouse crept out of the corner and ran across the floor.
Oh, my enemy, and wife of my enemy, and mother of my enemy,
said the cat.
Is that little mouse part of your magic?
Ah, no, indeed, said the woman, and she dropped the blade bone and jumped on the footstool in front of the fire and braided her hair very quick for fear that mouse should run up it. Said the cat, watching.
Then the mouse will do me no harm if I eat it. Eat it.
No, said the woman, braiding up her hair. Eat it quickly, and I will ever be grateful to you. Well, the cat made one jump and caught the little mouse, and the woman said, 100 thanks. Even the first friend is not quick enough to catch the little mice, as you have done. You must be very wise. You got it. And at that very moment and second, oh, best beloved, the milk pot that stood by the fire cracked into two pieces because it remembered the bargain that she had made with the cat. And then when the woman jumped down from the toadstool, lo and behold, the cat was lapping up the warm white milk that lay in one of the broken pieces.
Oh, my enemy, and wife of my enemy, and mother of my enemy,
said the cat.
It is I, for you have spoken 3 words in my praise, and now I can eat and drink the warm white milk 3 times a day for always and always. But still I am the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to me.
Then the woman laughed and set the cat a bowl of milk, warm white milk, and said, "Oh, cat, you are as clever as a man. But remember that your bargain was not made with the man or the dog, and I do not know what they will do when you come home."
"What is it to me?"
said the cat.
"If I have my place in the cave, by the fire, and my warm white milk 3 times a day, I do not care what the man or the dog can do."
Well, that evening when the man and the dog came into the cave, the woman told them the story of the bargain, and while the cat sat by the fire and smiled, then the man said, "Yes, but he has not made the bargain with me, or with all the proper men after me." And so then he took off his 2 leather boots and took up a little stone axe, and that makes 3, and he fetched a piece of wood and a hatchet, that is 5 altogether, and he set them out in a row, and he said, "Now we will make our bargain. If you do not catch mice when you are in the cave for always and always and always, I will throw these 5 things at you whenever I see you, and so shall all proper men do after me." "Ah," said the woman, listening, "this is a very clever cat, but he is not so clever as my man." Well, the cat counted the 5 things, and they all looked very knobbly, and he said,
"I will catch mice when I am in the cave for always and always and always, but I am still the cat who walks by himself."
Wait, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
He could have not caught mice, because the guy could throw all 5 at him.
Uh-huh.
And he could have dodged them all, and then there would be no more things with wood, and he would have to go out hunting to get wood.
Well, remember, there's also a dog in the picture. Let's see what happens.
"I will catch the mice for you in the cave for always and always and always, but I am still the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to me."
"Not when I am near," said the man. "If you had not said that last, I would have put all of these things away for always and always and always. But now I am going to throw my boots and this little stone axe, that makes 3, at you whenever I meet you. And so shall all proper men do after me." And then the dog said,
"Wait a minute. He has not made a bargain with me, or with all the proper dogs after me."
And he showed his teeth and said,
"If you are not kind to the baby while I am in the cave, for always and always and always, I will hunt you, and I will catch you, and when I catch you, I will bite you. And all proper dogs after me shall do the same."
"Ah," said the woman, listening, "this is very clever, cat. But he is not so clever as the dog." And the cat counted the dog's teeth, and they all looked very pointed. And he said,
"I will be kind to the baby while I am in the cave, as long as he does not pull my tail too hard, for always and always and always. But still I am the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to me."
"Not when I am near," said the dog. "If you had not said that last, I would have shut my mouth for always and always and always. But now I am going to hunt you up a tree whenever I meet you, and so shall all proper dogs do after me."
And then the man threw his 2 boots and his little stone axe, that makes 3, at the cat, and the cat ran out of the cave, and the dog chased him up the tree. And from that day to this, best beloved, 3 proper men out of 5 will always throw things at a cat when they meet him, and all proper dogs will chase him up a tree. But the cat keeps his side of the bargain too. He will kill his mice, and he will be kind to the babies when he's in the house, just as long as they do not pull his tail too hard. And when he's done that, and between times, and when the moon goes up and the night comes, he is the cat that walks by himself, and all places are alike to him. And then he goes out into the wet wild woods, or up into the wet wild trees, or out onto the wet wild roofs, waving his wild tail and walking by his wild lone. And what a story that was. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
And it is. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.